let's assume you're correct, that these murders may have occurred a little before that and definitely after the fact, that they thought were simply the Whitechapel murders. What do you think started these murders? What triggered this individual?
Well, I guess the same motives for killing would have been around in Victorian times as is around nowadays. Perhaps the killer was someone that had a hatred of prostitutes. That's quite a possibility. Perhaps he was a loner. Perhaps he was a person that used to avail himself of prostitutes on a regular basis. Perhaps as a result of using prostitutes, he contracted a sexually transmitted disease. And if that be the case, it could possibly have been syphilis, which is a sexual disease that does affect the brain, and could have driven him to the point of madness, and could have perhaps wanted him to vent his anger on prostitutes who had subjected him to this horrible illness.
It seems to me that all the suspects that I've heard about were gentlemen who were of well means. They were well dressed. Would they have stuck right out in that area of Whitechapel, or were there a lot of men who would go down and frequent that area at the time?
Well, yes, you are right. Anybody that was of well-dressed, well-groomed appearance would have certainly stuck out in Whitechapel and would have most certainly been probably a potential victim for robbers, muggers, which would, again, still been prevalent in that day and age. So it would have been highly unlikely that somebody would have gone down there wearing a top hat and a black cape, which is how Jack the Ripper has been perceived by many people over the years.
Ironically, I'm broadcasting today out of St. Louis, Missouri, Trevor, and there was a suspect that some believed, his name was Dr. Francis Tumblety,
yes,
that he eventually may have been a suspect in these murders, but he went back to St. Louis, where he died of apparent heart attack in one of our local hospitals that is no longer around. I find that strange, broadcasting from a city where Jack the Ripper might have ended up his life.
Well, yes, Francis Tumblety was looked upon by some researchers as a suspect for Jack the Ripper. He was around in London around the time of the murders, and as you say, he then left London and went back to the US. But of course, if you look into Tumblety and his background, Tumblety in actual fact was born of Irish descent. And I understand that while he was in the US, he may well have had some military service at one point. And I'm also given to understand that he was a main suspect in the conspiracy to assassinate Abraham Lincoln. However, I understand there was never any evidence to actually prove
right
that he was a party to that, but that in fact showed his links to, I suppose, terrorist organizations. And of course, then in London at the time of these Whitechapel murders, the police had another problem on their hands with problems with Irish terrorists. So, of course, the link that there could be between London and Tumblety could have been the Irish terrorist connection, where, again, as you're probably aware, that way back when we had the problems with the IRA in London in the 1970s, mm-hmm, that the suggestion was that they were being funded by organisations in the US. So, again, even way back then, it was still, you know, a problem.
Let's go through some of the suspects, the known suspects, Trevor. How many are we talking about?
Well, there is a long, long list. I mean, it would seem that every person that got arrested for carrying a knife suddenly became a suspect. Every person that got arrested for a stabbing incident, became a suspect. And in fact, it would be fair to say that the police really had no suspects of their own at the time of these murders. A lot of these suspects that have been put forward are contemporary suspects. The police only, in fact, arrested one person during the time these murders were taking place, and they had to then release him because he had a cast-iron alibi, and he subsequently sued the police for wrongful arrest. But there is a long, long list, and really that long list is based purely on wild theories and speculations by various people.
Would there be individuals, for example, who would contact the police and say, I think this guy, you know, like whoever he could be, John Drewitt Montague, he does this and he's strange. I think he's on. And so you became a suspect just by someone pointing their finger at you?
Well, that would appear to be the case. The police were desperate to try to catch this killer through and use varying methods. I mean, the police pulled out all the stops as far as trying to get information. They put up posters in and around the Whitechapel area, suggesting, as I said earlier, that the killer lived and worked there, and for people to come forward. But nobody came forward. During the time of all these murders being committed, the police were working undercover. They had officers working undercover. They had officers disguised as women. But of course, it just did not prove fruitful at all. And again, if you look at a map where all these murders took place, the various locations, my suggestion is that the killer didn't live and work in Whitechapel at all. And where the murders were took place, it's only a very short distance away from Whitechapel, onto one of the main thoroughfares away from Whitechapel in various locations. So, as I say, I don't concur with them that he lived and worked in Whitechapel.
We have a serial killer who has been arrested and has pled guilty. He got caught because he couldn't stop writing letters. And, you know, he eventually screwed up by doing what he did. Had he simply did his dastardly deeds and kind of faded away out of the limelight, I don't think they ever would have caught this individual, Trevor. Be that as it may, this Jack the Ripper, did he write a lot of letters to the newspapers at the time or police, or was he pretty silent?
Well, I think you probably appreciate that when there is any murder takes place, that there are always individuals that see fit to want to send in letters to the police and the authorities suggesting that they are the killer and deliberately try to impede a police inquiry. That still takes place in this day and age, and of course it was still the case way back 100 years ago. The police received hundreds of letters during these series of murders, all purporting to be from the killer. The police, in fact, did arrest several people and charged them with wasting police time. But generally, I have to say, I've sort of reviewed a greater percentage of these letters, and my personal opinion is that I believe that all of them are false and hoax letters.